Audio Now.
Hello Holly, the podcast about interior trends and friends.
Hi, I'm Holly Becker from the interior blog Decorate. I'm an author, a stylist, and I have my own magazine called Holly, and now my new podcast about interior, zeitgeist, and friendship. Are you ready? Today we're going to talk about three ways that we decorate. Have you thought about that? That there's actually three ways we decorate. I'm going to get into that in today's podcast. But first, I want to tell you a little backstory as to why I thought about this topic in the first place. I was leading a trend panel at a recent fair in Denmark, and one of the panel guests was seated, and she was listening to me talk about this topic. And when I looked at her to ask her about her trends and some of her decorating ideas, she kind of had a blank look on her face. And I said, hi, hello. And she laughed and she says, oh, sorry, I was just so caught up in what you were talking about because I never thought about that we decorate in three ways before like that. And it was really heartwarming and touching for me to see that this topic resonated with her, but also that it was quite an interesting topic, something I'd never talked about publicly before, and something that I actually thought, huh, maybe I should turn this into a podcast because maybe a lot of you haven't really given this much thought. So what are the three ways that we decorate? Well, I believe that we decorate in three time periods. We show the things from the past. We seek to show what we love today, which falls into the idea of trend pieces or seasonal decor. And we show how we aspire to live in the future. For instance, we cannot all afford everything that we want today. So sometimes we like to take a few things that we can afford now, and we like to combine it with something from vintage shops or maybe big box retailers. And we aspire to someday have an amazing home, but the reality may not allow us to do that. So we decorate with a future in mind, slowly working on acquiring pieces that we'd like to keep for a long time. We're telling the story of where we have been in our decorating, in our homes, who we are today, and where we like to go in the future, just through decoration. Imagine that. So we decorate in three ways. We decorate again for the past, for the present, and for the future. Let's talk a little bit about the past, how we lived, where we lived, memories, who we lived with, old furniture, photos, collections, cherished things, handmade objects. All of these things travel with us into our homes. They give us a sense of belonging, a feeling of security, a sense of history, and a connection to something more. I was talking recently to Trend Stefan Nielsen, who's a trend hunter from Sweden, and he believes that memories and nostalgia are just nice things. They give people a feeling of where they are today, but also they're a great reflection of a person's past. He says that trend-wise, we see a lot of nostalgia in today's design trends. He thinks we're a bit of afraid of the future now, and we really want to just think about the good old days. That's why a lot of us like to have some of the past in our homes today. Jason Grant, who's an Australian stylist and designer and a really good friend of mine, gave me a really nice perspective when he talked to me this morning about this idea of living with objects from the past. He said that, I think people like to have objects around them from the past because they're connected to them and the story behind them. I'm always a fan of a bit of nostalgia. It gives me that warm, fuzzy feeling of familiarity, he says. I love vintage and unique pieces, be it a family heirloom, a gift, or an awesome vintage find. Jason also goes on to continue saying, I'm a collector. I love to surround myself with things that reflect my personality and my creativity. More and more, it's about living in spaces that focus on storytelling, not just purchases. These stories can't always be bought, but collected over time, he adds. Creating a home with character is always about mixing everything That includes adding personal touches to our homes because our homes should tell our stories. Isn't that a nice thought? Monster Circus blogger Mette Jacobsen is another person that I questioned about this idea of living today with objects from the past. She says that she loves to reinvent herself and her decor style, but she loves to also show her personality in her home through some of the things she's acquired over time. For instance, she said her grandmother's old sewing box and her things from Korea, they're really important to her, and they're things that she likes to display in her home. She finds it a fun challenge to figure out how to display these things in her home today. She says, too, that we're exposed to so much inspiration and trends that people take comfort in nostalgia and in preserving memories. And in her opinion, she says, having things from the past in her home today is a lovely way for her to stay true to herself and to her story. Nice thoughts, don't you think? And what about you? Why do you like to have things from your past in your home today? And why do you like to decorate with those things? Now let's talk about present. This is another way that we decorate. We decorate for the present. How we live today. We like to use trend pieces in today's decor, right? That's how we like to show our view on design today. We like to find things that are trendy and mix them in with the old things and the things that we're probably going to keep together. We like to follow trends for that reason, because it gives us something that's current and cool and that freshens up our space. Things we may not really want to keep forever, but that appeal to us now, and that's okay. We don't need to love everything we own for the rest of our life. We can replace, upcycle, recycle, donate, etc. The important thing is that we honor this human need that we have to update and stay current while also considering important topics like climate change and sustainability. How can we honor our need to have new things and our need to help the environment? This is a really good question. And so when people ask me this, I always like to say, well, if you like to have some trend pieces, get them. And then when you're sick of them and you don't want them anymore, you can either recycle them, you can upcycle them, which means change them into something new. You can paint them, you can do whatever you want, or you can simply donate them. The key is just not to let them end up in a landfill or in the garbage. Try to use them in a way that honors them today, but also that gives them a second life tomorrow. So how about the future? How do we decorate for the future? Well, we like to think about, all of us like to think about how we wish to live someday. I visualize having a beautiful country home. What about you? Where do you like to imagine yourself someday? Maybe you imagine a certain room in your house looking a certain way when you have the ability to do that. It comes down to budget, right? A lot of us don't have the money that we would like to have, so we're dreaming about the objects that we'd like to have in a room. Maybe we can't afford them all today, but maybe we can afford one thing. Like, for instance, I have my eye on a chair from Linga Rosé. It's called the Togo. It's cream. It's beautiful. I want it so bad now. It's been on my wish list for 3 or 4 years. And I'm thinking to buy it soon because I want something in my home that reflects how I aspire to live someday, a piece in my home that I love, that I'd like to add more beautiful pieces around it. But for now, I only can budget this one piece. And that's what I mean when I talk about how we like to decorate for the future. We may not be able to have all the things that we want today, but maybe we just want to bring a little bit of that future feeling into our house now by having that one thing that we really had to save up for, that we know will be with us forever and that we really love. It's not possible for all of us to have things in our home that are all beautiful and expensive and cost tons of money. I know that. And some of us will never have homes that we dream of in our mind. It's nice to look at our home and think about, yeah, we live here today and this is what we have, but maybe it's a nice idea to bring in something that just has a lot of value to us that we'll keep forever. That's how we live with the mind of the future when it comes to decorating our homes. So now I want you to think about when you shop, okay? I want you to think about your intention when you shop. Think about each object that you take into your home. Is it just an adoption? Are you just adopting it for a temporary period of time? Or is it a long-term buy? When you think more when you shop, you usually leave with a bag that has a lot less stuff in it, but you also tend to be more mindful when you make a purchase. The idea here is to buy less, but buy better. This is actually a popular motto at the moment because it's good for our planet. So sometimes you really want to give consideration to your intention when you're shopping and to think about that. So have you ever looked around your home and really thought about your objects? Are they part of your past? Are they only intended to be part of your present? Or do you imagine keeping them forever? And when you shop, do you also think about this? Are they going to be part of your past? In other words, will you keep them for a long time? Or do you think you'll retire them, give them away soon, and not keep them forever? It really helps you when you're making decisions when it comes to filling your home with objects that you love. So that's how we like to decorate in these three ways: for the past, for the present, for the future. Now think about this when it comes to your home. Do you have a lot of stuff from the past? Do you tend to have more things for today? Or do you have things that you think will be with you forever that are your real classic pieces? It's kind of like our wardrobe. We have the denim and we have the things that are classics in our wardrobe, like our little black dress. And we also have trend pieces, maybe things that we'll only be keeping temporarily. It's the same way in our home, and there's nothing wrong with that. So think about this way of decorating the next time you're shopping, and even today when you're looking around your home. And that's just what I wanted to talk about today, these three ways we decorate. I hope you found this topic interesting, and I hope that you'll share this podcast with others. And I also hope that you have a fantastic day. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more about what drives creatives behind the things we love, follow my podcast. There'll be a new podcast every 2 weeks. Please like the podcast in the Apple Podcast app so more people will find this. And I'd love if you'd share it on Instagram at Holly Magazine. I'd really appreciate it. I'd also love your feedback. Please email me at holly@holly-magazine.de. And you can write to me in English or German. I'm really excited to see what you have to say. And also, if you'd love to be a guest, email me as well. Thank you for listening again, and have a nice day.
Audio Now.